Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hear them on game days in the booth.
Quickly, they get chunky and funky with stretching the field vertically.
And Thursday nights at 6 during Players Only.
Spitfire, hot fire take.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network color analyst, Dinan Hughes, on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
That's right, Dinan Hughes, every Tuesday at 7:25. It is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefits of blue. Danon, to quote one Mike Tyson, everybody thinks they're a bad you-know-what till they get hit in the face. Maybe a little bit of a jab on Sunday night or Sunday afternoon to the Chiefs from the Bills?
Yeah, definitely was a jab. You guys heard me say it was going to be a tough game. I didn't get into predictions because I feel like we know this Chiefs team. We know they're capable of anything, especially close games. And, you know, the way they played, it wasn't indicative of what we've seen up to this point. And that could be a good thing. I'm not saying that there's moral victories. There definitely isn't in the NFL, but there's always room for improvement. And sometimes it takes a loss. Think back to Christmas Day.
Mm-hmm.
You go back to that game against the Raiders and you realize that that was the optimum opportunity for a reset, for everybody to kind of come down and get refocused. And this Bills game could be that. Who knows? But, it's not necessarily about the action all the time. Like I've told my kids, it's not necessarily about the action. Sometimes it's about the reaction and then what happens from it. So the actions sometimes can't be controlled, but your reactions can. So if it takes a loss right now in week 11 for us to kind of get reset and refocused and for the playmakers to recognize that, you know, everything is not going to, it doesn't just end well just for the sake of ending well. It's not always going to, there's not going to be, you know, roses and sunshine at the end of the rainbow every single game. Like, Patrick is not going to pull some magic out. It's not going to be a Harrison Butker or a kicker that's going to come through in the clutch. It's not going to be a key fourth down stop in the red zone that allows us to escape with a win. And maybe that's what these guys needed. Who knows? We'll see how they're able to bounce back. The key thing to me is that now with the Bills behind us, outside of what maybe the Chargers and the Steelers will probably be at least significant favorites going forward. I would assume we'd still be a favorite against the Chargers regardless. But now you're in a situation where you can absorb all the not-so-good things from this game and figure out how to clean them up so that if and when you have to face the Bills again, you'll be ready.
Danon, I think when you look back at this Buffalo game, you mentioned the Raider game from a year ago. It seems like every year there's that moment that the Chiefs, I don't want to use the term shell shock, but get kind of, as Dusty said, jabbed a little bit, and they have to kind of recalibrate things and refocus things like that. You played in this league before. You've been on good teams. Why does it take sometimes to get punched in the mouth to kind of listen to your coaches and do what they want you to do and refocus?
Well, heck, I think that's a way of life. It's not just sport.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we all got kids. We recognize that sometimes you can tell them till the cows come home what to do right and what decisions to make, and they have to touch the hot stove themselves and realize that it's going to burn them, and then realize from that what they need to change. So, like, we're in a great position. One, we're talking about one loss on the season as we go into week 12. When other teams are talking about a loss in week 11, that pretty much knocked them out of the playoffs or had them questioning coaching. You think about the Cincinnati Bengals and their stars questioning coaching, questioning game plans, et cetera. We're not in that position. So I don't want anybody to jump off the ship and feel like this Chiefs team is spiraling downward. But if we allow this loss to just go by as just a loss, then I think we're missing the boat as well. We're in a position where we can tighten some screws. You guys have heard me say it. I've said it on my show on Players Only. Like, it's a good thing to not have arrived by week 11, by week 12. Like, it's a good thing. As long as you're able to put yourself in a position that you don't have to have these wins. You don't have to have to go undefeated or to now have your backs against the wall like a lot of teams where they have to basically win out. You think about the Jets. You think about the Bengals. You think about several teams that literally have to win almost all or if not all of the rest of their games just to have an opportunity to play in January, and that's not going to be feasible. So they're talking about different things in their facilities, in their locker rooms than we are. And that's a good thing as well. So, like, I believe this team is capable of making history. That history is not going to be undefeated, obviously, but it definitely still can be a three-peat.
When you look at, because I want to bring this up because you obviously played the position, so I'm going to go to the well of the source. You watch that Mahomes throw to Worthy. What does Dane and Hughes see on that play?
I can appreciate and respect Patrick saying that he should have got rid of the ball quicker. But that was a corner route from the slot. So it was going to the sideline anyway. And Xavier Worthy has to know where he is on the field. I mean, that was one of the top things Al Saunders used to teach us as wide receivers. We worked on the drill, the dragging the foot drill, every single day. Warm-ups, game, during 7-on-7, post-practice. Catch, drag, catch, plant, drag, catch, plant, drag, regardless of where you were. And so I feel like it's a growing opportunity because guys, and this is one of the key factors, and it doesn't matter whether it's baseball, basketball, football, soccer, hockey, whatever. When you are an elite athlete and you've come up as an elite athlete at the high school level, at the college level, and you get to the pros, sometimes you have habits that you've been able to get away with. Like, it's never really presented itself as a problem just because you've been elite. And then you get amongst a whole bunch of other elite athletes and you realize that there's some things about your game that you got to focus a little bit stronger on than you may have had to do in the past. And I feel like with a couple of the instances with Xavier, he's shown the speed, he's shown his ability to absorb the playbook. I mean, he's lining up in the backfield, he's running in motion, he's run the ball in, he's caught the slip passes, all of those different things, which is a lot to be put on a rookie's shoulders. So you know he's capable, but then there's aspects of the game as far as knowing exactly where you are on the field that he's got to tighten up and he's got to get better. And I think that challenge is something that will motivate him to get better and not necessarily go away sulking and feeling like less of an elite athlete or less of a playmaker than he really is. But the fact remains, as a wide receiver, you guys have heard me, I'm probably more critical of wide receivers than any other position because I played it. Mm-hmm. You always got to know where you are on the field. And I even said it, I think I said it during the broadcast, or maybe I said it after the game. In that circumstance, like he knew that he was close to the sideline. And the reason why I know that he knew that is because he didn't try to run up the field. So it would have been a whole different thing that had he not gotten 2 feet in bounds because he was trying to run after the catch. Well, when he caught the ball, he went right out of bounds. So that he knew that he was close to the sideline. It just didn't trigger in him to drag that back foot. And that's something that the film doesn't lie. And I'm sure Connor Embry, the wide receivers coach, is going to be talking with them, and they're probably going to be working post-practice on those different techniques so that it gets drilled in him, so it becomes second nature next time.
Danon, isn't that kind of when an athlete takes it, though, to that next level in the pros, when they finally realize that everybody else is as good or maybe better than them, and they have to find a way to improve themselves? Like, I always go back to Mike Moustakas with this. It wasn't until he realized, oh, okay, this is what I have to do, and everybody's just as good as me. I can't try to rip it through, you know, five people on one side of the infield. Sure. That's when you take that next step. Like, how long does that normally take for most guys to click, where they realize, I got to do things differently now because the talent level is as good or if not better than me than I've ever seen before?
You hit the nail on the head. That's 100% correct. And
thank you.
And I coach youth baseball. I coach youth sports. And I always told kids, I told parents, the toughest kid.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kids to coach were the most talented. They were always the most talented. They were tougher. And a lot of people that watch the game think, oh, well, he's fortunate. He's got a couple of elite athletes, so he's got a few elite athletes. He doesn't have to do anything. No, those are the toughest ones. And the reason is the point that you made, because they've always been able to excel based on their athleticism. And then when you finally get to a point where they're meeting people who have the same athleticism, who have the same prowess, who have the same eliteness, now all of a sudden the coaching comes into play and the details come into play. And it takes each player is going to be different. It takes one player, it could be one moment in training camp where it's a reality check. Another guy, it could take a whole season. I mean, we've heard the stories about guys taking 2 and 3 years to get acclimated to the NFL. There are some cases where it took 1 year. I mean, look at Rashee Rice. It took half a season for him to get acclimated to the NFL and then excel. So who knows what it's going to do with Xavier, but I feel like these prominent situations, these eye-opening situations that everybody sees, not just he and the coaches during their meetings and dissecting film, but everyone gets to see it and experience it, and I feel like that's going to allow him to have maybe a humbling moment and then recognize, you know what, I'm a 4-2-1 and I'm the fastest one that came out of the combine and I'm one of the fastest ever to come out of college, but there's aspects of my game that go far beyond just being fast from Texas and being able to be a playmaker like he is. Like, the attention to detail is going to be key, especially at this level. So I'm looking for, I'm amped about that part, because I want to see, like, we're actually going to be able to see live and direct the maturation process of Xavier Worthy, and I think that's exciting.
No other team to get it done against than Carolina. Danon, as they move on, what do you want to see from this team against the Panthers?
The old saying, the old adage that I grew up in the NFL, beat the teams you're supposed to beat and win games at home. And that's pretty much the recipe for success for the rest of this season. A bunch of teams that we're supposed to beat, I'd like to see us beat them significantly. I feel like that's the boost that we could use from a confidence level, that it's not just winning the games, but in Carolina, you know, we should beat that team by more than one score.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go out and do that. Let's not make it a tight game and give them any hope, but at the same time, not get in the mindset that every game we're going to play is going to be a tight game. They shouldn't be. Look at the Detroit Lions. Look at several teams around the league that are winning games. Like, they figure out ways to win multiple score games. So let's go ahead and do that. And what better time to do it than the week before Thanksgiving on the road against a team that is definitely inferior.
All right. So you want to see an ass whooping this weekend down in Carolina. did you see the ass whooping UMKC put on Calvary? They won by 100 last night, 119-19. UMKC won a men's basketball game.
Yeah, shout out to my boy Jake Case.
I gave Jake a shout out earlier. There. Yeah, Jake's doing a hell of a job down there, right?
Yes, I'm loving to see it. I can't wait to get to some UMKC games this year. Going to go out there with me and a few of the former Chiefs. The Chiefs are ambassadors, so go and support my guy out there. But again, there's a prime example as we segue from the Carolina Panthers. Beat the teams you're supposed to beat. And beat them significantly. So there you go. We can take a page out of the book of UMKC.
What's been the biggest ass whooping you've been a part of, one way or the other?
Oh man. We put in high school. I don't think in college in the pros it ever happened. But in high school, we played the number one team in the nation, Bobby Hurley, Danny Hurley, yeah. St. Anthony's High School in New Jersey, and they beat us by 50.
50. So,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
All right, man. But
that's half a hundred.
They had those guys. They were number one team in the nation, and their sixth man, who didn't even start, was Terry DeHare.
No
way.
Wound
up going on,
to
be the all-time leading scorer in the Big East. So that just tells you how loaded they were.
Yeah, those St. Anthony teams.
Big East leader in scoring wasn't even a starter on that team.
I mean, those teams back in the day, Dan, and they were running, you know, roughshod over everybody they came in contact with. I'm glad to see you got beat by 50, but by them too. Good.
Yeah. That's the only time.
All right, Dan. Well, we'll talk to you again next week after a 56-7 victory over the Carolina Panthers.
Let's do it. I'm all for it.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.